Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this March 31st, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Welcoming into the studio, our good friend, Assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Jake Adams, is with us right now. Jake, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, James. Always fun being on here.
Got the Raptor shirt on. I was excited to put this on this morning because not only does it mean that warmer weather is around the corner, but we're going to be talking Rafter baseball more and more as we go forward here. I like to take this moment to remind our audience, not only has WFHR been the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters since they got to town, but we're proud of that and we enjoy doing that. And something we're really looking forward to getting back into the swing of things with is working with you guys more and having more of the players and more of you on the air with us and some of this. Last year, we weren't able to do it as much as we would have liked to, you guys and us. So we're going to get back into the swing of things with that and looking forward to it. One of the things we're looking forward to is being able to have moments like this and remind people, hey, today's GOAT Day. Those tickets are on sale today. Those single game tickets, man, those we love. They're on sale today.
Yes, sir. We just dropped them today. Exciting season right around the corner, but make sure to head on over to raftersbaseball.com or shoot us an email at pr@raftersbaseball.com. Give us a call, stop in, just anything. Get your tickets today. We want you guys to be involved with all the fun we're going to be having for the 2025 season, but we just want to get you out to Witter Field this summer.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but I knew about this right away this morning because I signed up from the text chain, which you can do. Just go into northwoodsleague.com. A thing pops up right away. And Roscoe hit me up. Yeah. So I am texting with Roscoe now. That just feels really good. It feels awesome. But it's a really cool service that you guys are offering now. I don't know how long you've been doing this, but it seems like the first time I've really noticed this. It's a great way to keep up to date on Rafter baseball. Information like this, knowing about single game tickets and stuff, and it's very easy to sign up for it. Encourage you to go to northwoodsleague.com, not only to get those tickets, but to sign up and get those updates from Roscoe, weather updates, exclusive deals, things like that. Your information for your Rafters coming to you. You don't even have to hunt it down. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. We're really excited about the text service because it gives us the most one-to-one to our fans that we can get. And if there's weather updates to the minute, to the second, even if we can, fun upgrades, fun deals that will be happening, just keep an eye on your phone during the summer because you could get moved up from bleacher seats to home plate club. You could get a discount on a jersey, discount on hot dogs, anything in the ballpark. Just, we're going to have a lot of fun with our tech service, so keep an eye on that. It'll be fun to use this summer.
Encourage you to sign up for it, everybody, northwoodsleague.com. And those single game tickets, again, are on sale right now. You can go ahead and get those, make plans for that one game that you're looking forward to or multiple games. It's the greatest entertainment you can have. There are no reruns with baseball. There are no reruns with Rafter baseball. It's a lot of fun. The promotions, everything else we'll be talking about coming up. All of that there waiting for you. Be sure to sign up and get those tickets. Speaking of promos, another thing that we encourage people to follow you guys online on social media. If you are, you know already that you got something really cool lined up coming back to town here. A very, very popular event from previous years, and that is wrestling and baseball combining worlds.
Oh, yeah. I grew up a big professional wrestling fan. My uncle used to show me old 80s and 90s wrestling. First thing I remember of it, Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant. But this was such a fun promotion to put together, talking with Hornswoggle to bring ACW back out to Witter Field. They enjoyed it last year. We're looking forward to it. Just a fun night of wrestling, baseball, and what more could you ask for a fun summer night?
I love when the worlds combine. You and I are very similar. Grew up on 80s wrestling, yeah. and so much of that, and watched much of the current artists and all and everything. It's a fun combination of these. The sports fan, it's not surprising to find a similar sports fan that likes wrestling as well as that. Not for nothing, in this area, wrestling is huge. Yeah. Whether we're talking about the WWE type wrestling or just high school wrestling and some of that. So again, a really really like knowing your audience, which is something the Raptors have done from the very beginning. I've always admired and really listening to your community. It's so much of what you might not think you would, Jake, because you're good at this. But I think people like myself might not think going into the job right away. But how vital that is to really be in tune with your community.
Yeah, I mean, starting the job in September, I heard a lot of things from fans, and I wanted to hear everything because first summer in Wisconsin Rapids, kind of getting to know the audience, what you want to see, what you don't want to see. And I'll tell you one thing, ACW was a very popular, we need to see this again, but coming down to all of our decisions with our promotion schedule, with prices on food, food options, everything in general, we wanted to hear from our fans because they're the ones that are here every year trying to be loud and trying to support the Raptors every year. And I loved being able to sit in the office, have people stop by and say, hey, we really enjoyed ACW last year. Are we bringing it back? We really enjoyed the car show last year. Are we bringing it back? Just overall asking a lot of questions where we heard you guys. We didn't just throw away those comments, throw away all the email blasts or everything. We listened to you, and we want to make sure we can listen to you in the future too.
When it comes to that, you know, there's two layers to this for me. One, and we talked about this on Playmakers last week too, the history of baseball in this area and how much they love it. And also have a different appreciation than some areas do, where for a long time they had a minor league baseball team here in Rapids that they were able to check out and everything. And then that gets taken away. And so you have that along with the coinciding along with the Braves leaving and being in Milwaukee and then that leaving. So you've got generations of baseball fans in this area or in this state that know what it's like to lose, love a team and lose them. So when a team comes back to the area, you know that that's going to do well. You know that that's going to be a positive for that area. And sure enough, here we are, you know, decades into this run with the Raptors, and we're seeing like the attendance staying the same. We're seeing so much of the quality of the game being the same, and what the product on the field being, so many of these things. It's not a coincidence this is working as well as it is. I think that's really interesting and unique when you look at it. And then there's the idea of something that we don't see that often around here. So we've had such good consistency from the Raptors organization, regardless of who the owners is, that's been a consistent ship year in and year out. And so we got some new blood in the front office this year. Got some new people in there. And with that becomes new, like, hunger. As hungry as these players are to get out there and get to the next level, give you everything they got and leave it all on the diamond, I believe that our front office is very similar to that. You guys are hungry. You guys have been waiting for an opportunity like this. I'm sure you've had ideas for years that you've wanted to do that now you and your team are going to be able to really see, hey, can we do this? Can we pull this off? That's exciting for us as a community. That's exciting for us as fans of this game. They've had nothing but consistency and great ideas and great promotions over there. It's just kind of fun to bring some new blood in and see where this goes. And see the fun we can have with it.
Absolutely. Our front office in general is excited for 2025 this summer because we all came together and we have the same mindset where we can go out there and pray for a Northwoods League championship. We're going to be hunting for that. But more than anything, we want our fans to have a great time this summer at Witter Field. Go back to those feelings of the 2016 Northwoods League championship, the post-COVID year 2021 where everyone's out celebrating, being able to go do something. We want to bring back the excitement of Raptors baseball where in the past we've seen the consistency, we've seen kind of this community rally around us, and we want to give back to that community as much as possible. We're trying our best to be out there talking to as many people as possible about Raptors baseball, and I can say on behalf of our front office, Gwen, Connor, who have been here, and Ken, our GM, who we have to get on here eventually, but we're excited to give you guys the best show as possible because we know Ziggy's working hard building a great roster. We're trying to work equally as hard to make Witter Field the place to be this summer.
It's one of the things that I really respect about the way things run over there. The idea, this should be common sense, but it's a little fresh nowadays of hiring somebody and letting them do the job they were hired for.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like, and just getting out of their way.
Yeah.
Not being Jerry Jones, basically. And just like, I could do that. You know, even the popcorn guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a unique thing in this day and age. And it's not always easy to do. I admit that, too. Especially at this level where you got to wear multiple hats no matter what your job
Absolutely.
Is. That's just how it works. That's how it works in radio, too, and everything. But I find that much our organization that much stronger. I love all the teams in the Northwoods League. I think we have a great league here and everything. But I'm obviously a homer. Yeah. And I root for the Rafters more than anybody. But I also do that in part because of the front office and the management and the way that they run that team and the way that everything you just said there. We love to win. We many of us in this area remember what it's like to win a title. We're very fortunate to be able to say that and everything. But we can't guarantee wins or losses. Nobody can. Nobody knows. You can have everything you want on paper, but you get them out there on that field and who knows. But one thing we can really work to do and almost guarantee is that you have fun things to look forward to, that you have reasons to want to come to the ballpark, that regardless of what the score is, you've got something fun to look forward to in between innings or food that you enjoy or just the camaraderie.
Absolutely. And we're really excited to kind of roll into 2025, roll into May 26, get everything going because kind of the coined mantra for this year from Coach Ziggy is grab an oar. We're all on this raft together from the 9 players on the field, the coaches in the dugout, all the players in the bullpen, to the front office, to all of our game day staff and all of our fans. We are all on this raft together. We're all have a mission, a job that we need to get done. The players are going to play their hearts out this season. They're young, they're hungry, they're ready for a title. Same goes to Ziggy, Mike Spears, our coaches coming in. Our front office, we want to give you the best show possible, but for our fans grabbing that oar, it's being at the ballpark, making noise, being supportive of that hometown team, because like you said, this team, this fan base is unlike something I've ever seen before. And we're seeing that support coming in droves. And we want to make sure that 2025 is a season you will never forget in Rafters history.
Cannot wait to talk with Coach Z. Looking forward to getting to pick his brain a little bit, in part because I want to know how good it felt when he came up with that oar line.
Yeah.
Like, as a creative and somebody like, oh, that's so good. You write that down. You're so proud of it. I got to know what he feels like. Because that's such a good, it's so good. That's such a great one. Everything I've heard and read about him already, I'm excited about and very much looking forward to. We are speaking with Assistant GM Jake Adams here for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And Jake, as we're talking promos and Rafter baseball and getting excited about it, one thing that I have to mention journalistically is you and I are getting to know each other
yeah,
and everything.
Course.
I'm a foolish romantic, man. I am just a sucker for romance. I am. It goes way back in my history. So I see as a promotion, renew your vows with the Rafters.
Oh, yeah.
And this one hits my heart right away because I love sports, too. One lucky couple will renew their vows on the field after the game. I don't think I've ever heard of a promotion like this before. This sounds like a really fun thing. Well, what is this all about?
Yeah, so Renew Your Vows Night. I'll give credit to a previous boss of mine, Ryan Vaz, who kind of helped me come up with this promotion. We kind of talked about in the front office during this offseason, we want to show you things you've never seen before. And a lot of people have talked about how they've been going to games with their wife, their husband, their significant other for years. We sat down and said, what if we give this couple the opportunity to renew their vows on the field after the game? But in general, we're going to turn the ballpark into a wedding that day. There will be vendors from different wedding shows, wedding opportunities. We'll have bachelor party, bachelorette party games during the game. And then post-game, you're going to be walked down the aisle by Coach Ziggy. And little plug again for me and my GM, because we're both ordained ministers, we are going to do the ceremony after the game.
That's all. I'm an ordained also. Ordained online, but I got, yeah. That was,
same with me.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Oh, I love this idea. This is fantastic. I feel a little foolish not thinking of it right away, but you're so right. Even my own parents have baseball memories of going to games together and stuff. And it's something that is really intertwined with that. So to bring that to this world is fantastic. Now, the one thing I did not see in the notes was the idea of turning the whole ballpark into a wet. That's going to be fun.
It'll honestly, we're very excited for the night because the more we talk about it, the more ideas are getting thrown out there. Like, what if we have the whole team stay after and attend the wedding? What if we can turn Witterfield into the biggest wedding Wisconsin Rapids has seen in a long time? And that's the goal. And we've already started to get submissions for this couple, and we're reading these love stories that are born in baseball. Like, people are intertwining Witterfield, Rafters, the Twins, anyone who was here into their love story, and we love to see that because we have the baseball mind at heart, but no one really talks about that intertwine of romance and baseball, and we're seeing it in person.
They're intertwined, whether it's TV shows, movies, we've seen it before done. Sometimes it feels like they have to force a love story into a movie or like in action movies, they do it all the time. In baseball, it never felt forced to me. Whatever movie, whatever scenario you're talking about, because I think that this is just kind of something that's almost intertwined with that we don't really talk about or see very much. We're going to be able to really put a spotlight on it that day.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun one. You can enter your submissions at northwoodsleague.com and encourage you all to do that out there, all you couples. While we're talking promos, and we certainly, there's other things that will be released and in the works as we're building up to opening day. I do want to remind everybody about your, I don't want to say every day, but every week kind of promotions like Military Mondays and some of those things. Absolutely. Are you guys bringing those back?
Yep, we will be doing Military Monday again, where all veterans, anyone who served, current serve, will get a free ticket into the game, receive a hot dog, and we're trying to build that a little bit more. Where our partnership with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa has allowed us to kind of branch that out a little more. We're introducing the military member of the game this year, where we will be building a private hospitality area where we're also accepting submissions now for military member of the game. And you will be honored as our military member and you will receive complimentary tickets. That's not just Mondays. That's every game this season. We'll be doing that. But some of the popular ones are coming back. Our Thirsty Thursday specials. Everyone loves a beer at a ball game. Ooh. So buy one, get one will be returning. Firework Fridays. Who doesn't love fireworks after a game of baseball? We're making sure that comes back. And we're going to have a lot of firework shows with how many Friday games we have. Our home opener and our closing ceremonies will have fireworks. But there are a couple surprises that are yet to come out. Where I'll give you the first dibs benefit of knowing. Ooh. We will be releasing our promo schedule in full next Monday.
All right.
So we wanted to keep it close enough to when single game tickets are released, but we wanted to give you a little suspense. We have a couple more teasers coming out where you'll get those first kind of looks at what we're doing, but full promo schedule, all of our giveaways, all of our fun that we're having will be next Monday.
Heard it here first, everybody. Thank you for that, Jake. Appreciate that. And very excited about it.
Yeah.
To hear what the above and beyond you guys and Ho-Chunk are doing for our military, our veterans and all that. We greatly appreciate that. Any chance to be able to do that. We love winning. We love being able to watch their games, going to the ballpark. This level and what we're doing here is on so many other levels and means so much else. Whether we're talking about the players and trying to help these kids chase their dream down and reach the next level, we're talking about that with anybody involved with the Rafters, or we're talking about what it means to this community and bringing us together and how we have less and less opportunities in society for strangers sitting next to stranger and enjoying themselves. Yeah. And being on the same page and laughing, whether they're at a movie theater and laughing at a scene in the movie or, you know, see a home run happen in the ninth inning or something like that and cheering together. We need more of that in our society, and baseball brings it to us. It's a very cool opportunity for us, and we cannot wait for the season to kick off and get going. And before the season, what's it like in these last days as you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, getting ready for opening day?
I mean, The excitement is palpable. I've said that all off season for our fans. Now we're feeling that in the front office too, because snow, even though we got a little bit yesterday, we're going to start seeing that melting, and we see the green popping out on the Witterfield field. We're starting to get things done. Our clubhouse is getting renovated. We're starting to see the ballpark coming to life again. And we're very excited for all the dates coming up. We're going to be getting our game day staff all ready. We're going to have our interns coming in on May 12th and getting them used to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters lifestyle. But I think in general, we are ready to get this started, because we see how exciting this town can get around the Rafters. And we want that back. We want to be in the midst of it.
I want to remind everybody, too, that the Rafters all season, off-season, regular season, whenever it is, are really good at keeping up to date on player signings and, coach signings and some of those things. So it's a great idea to follow them on NorthwoodsLeague.com or follow them on social media, wherever you are on social media, or all of them. It's a great way to keep up to date on your Rafters and some of the cool signings and different things that go on over there, and certainly some of the stuff we've talked about. And next week, you're going to want to be able to go over there and check out that promo page and check out all of the amazing promos and all the cool things that are going to be coming up. Jake, always appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to hanging out all summer long with you and the team. It's going to be a blast. If people have follow-up questions, or if there's a business out there that would like to reach out to you guys, any of the above, how can they get a hold of you?
Real easy to get a hold of us. You can reach us at our office phone, 715-424-5400. Reach out, email. We have both info@raftersbaseball.com and PR@raftersbaseball.com. Both are being monitored. We'll answer all our questions, get everything all set. But also, stop in. We have our log cabin. That's the merch store during the season. We want to see everyone. We love talking Rafters baseball with people. Last week on Thursday, MLB opening day, I had a bunch of people stop in to talk about baseball. We want to see you guys. We want to have these conversations.
Grab an oar and get ready for another great season of Rafter baseball. Keep in mind every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR all season long. And we encourage you to get to the ballpark and get those single game tickets at NorthwoodsLeague.com. Be sure to follow the Rafters on social media. Jake, we'll talk again real soon. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you. Always appreciate it.
And, of course, again, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Be sure to follow them on social media, get those tickets, and get ready to go for another great season of Rafter baseball. We'll have a great week of Midday Magazine lined up for you. Be listening for that right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.